When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm back with a very special guest, man. I feel like this is the quickest interview ever, right? I met you in person, I think, like, what, last week?
Last week.
Like, 3 days ago. You feel me? And so you said, bro, listen, like, I got to get you in for this interview, man. But, yeah, I'm here with Justin Westfall. Did I say it right?
Westfall, you said it right, yeah.
Westfall.
Everyone says West Paul. Everyone wonders if I'm related to the basketball player.
Who's a basketball player named Westfall?
He was like a legend.
A legend?
From like back in the day. Paul Westfall. Look him up.
Was he white?
Bro, I don't know.
How do I know?
I have no idea.
No, I can almost guarantee Paul Westfall. Nah, like...
Paul Westfall, he sounds white.
Yeah. And like, I kind of have a tough time calling those guys legends, right? Like, because let's be real, bro. If you dump, let's say, me... in 1955, and I'm balling with those guys. Come on, bro. Like,
I don't know if I can picture that, man.
But be real, like, those guys didn't have a jumper, right? Right? Like, they shot with one hand. Their, like, handles was, like, bouncing.
They played dirty. A lot dirtier than nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, but, like, how scared am I, though, playing dirty with, like, substitute teachers?
You're right.
Be real, you're man. Right. Right. Come on now. Wait, so like, where are you from, though? You're from LA, right?
I'm from Orange County, born and raised.
Yo, so I'm new to LA.
How long you been in LA?
Like, what now? Like, when did Josh take me out the trenches? What? Like 7 months. Yeah,
That's it?
Now. Yeah, man. But, bro, I still don't know where nowhere is. Like, I've heard Orange County a lot, but, like, I just call everything LA. Like,
that's
I don't
true.
Care. Right?
If so, you're from SoCal, everyone just usually says LA. Like, I live near LA or, like, I live in LA.
What does SoCal stand for?
I don't know. When I think of SoCal, I think of, like, I think of, like, Newport Beach, Orange County. But people that aren't from California, they say LA.
Got you. So, like, SoCal just means LA. Oh, it means Southern California. Wait.
I didn't know where you were at.
Hold on now, bro. How did y'all get, like, Southern from... how you get Southern from Southern?
I thought you were asking, like, what it means to me.
Oh, nah, like, what...
SoCal, Southern California. NorCal.
Yo, I'm so bad with, like... No.
We don't gotta talk about geography, man.
Yo, listen, but like, I don't even think it's me. I just think it's white folks and black folks, right? Like, for example, like, I'll have a white, like, DoorDasher tells me, yo, I'm on the east of your building. The fuck are you talking about? Like, how do I, from where I'm at, no, like, feel me? Like, it's dumb.
Bro, I used to be a pizza delivery driver and grinding it out probably 2 or 3 years ago. I was doing Uber Eats and DoorDash.
That must suck.
But because I was a pizza delivery driver, I understood, like, apartment complexes and stuff. So it was, like, super easy. I rigged that system, though. I don't want to talk about it on here, but...
You finessed
delivering pizza? I finessed Uber Eats. No. After my pizza delivery job, I finessed Uber Eats and DoorDash.
You see, I usually, like, suspect the Negroes of the crafty activities. I'm not expecting, like, Westfall of being a crafty Negro, Mike. Wait, hold up now, Westfall. So, when did you become a crafty Negro, Mike, then? Like, when did you start finessing?
Dude, honestly, probably like 3 years ago.
I hear, right? So you don't have to really like dive too deep into it, right? You feel me? But when you say finessing, like there's different parameters of what finessing is.
I don't do that anymore, so I can really say whatever I want.
Yeah, say it. Come on, speak on it, man. Let's get it, man. What? Tell us, man.
It is a good side hustle if you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to drive a car and... you know your way around of wherever you're delivering, at least.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be good for you because you don't know LA yet, right?
Yeah.
And LA sucks. You probably wouldn't want to do it because the driving here sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're in Orange County, it's a lot more mellow. I know my area because I grew up there. what you do is if you really want to get some good money on the driving apps, you want to download 2 or 3 of the driving apps. It's going to take you a while to probably get hired by one of them because there's always a waiting list. But you want to open all apps at once. If I'm driving on a Friday night and I want to make, like, let's say $500, which is hard to do on a Friday night. I'm just doing it for dinner. I'm opening all 3 apps. I got Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats. This is not the way to do it, though. So people do not do this. You wait for an order to pop up that's the most expensive order. You see how far and distance you're going to take that, and if something else pops up on the better app, then you take that one, and you just discard the other app. Put it on pause for, like, 15 minutes. Take this order really quick, 2 miles down the street for, like, $30. You just did that in, like, 10 minutes.
Okay.
As you're taking that order, you're already accepting another order on the other apps.
Oh, so just, like, instantaneous.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. And there's times where orders are going to take you this way, but your direction for the other app is this way.
Yeah.
So it kind of screws you. So you kind of have to, like, get really smart and be like, all right, I know where I'm going with this.
You listen, like, Westfall is such a nice guy, right? Because when I heard finessing, right? Again, like, and Josh and Trevor, they've been around, you know, us, like, long enough, right? To where they know. When I heard finessing, because I'm a renegade, I'm always looking for the best way to fuck over the system. So, like, when I heard finessing, I'm thinking about, by, like, the, so I think it was, like, 2 months ago, there was, like, the DoorDash glitch, right?
Yeah.
Like, where, like everything was just going for free, like, for $0, right? So, like, things like that where I wanted a way to fuck over the system, you feel me, man? But, hey, right, but Orange County, so tell me, you know, what's the difference, like, what's it like growing up in, like, Orange County? Was it just, like, the suburbs? Was it the hood? Was it, you know?
I take it for granted. Definitely not the hood.
Oh, okay.
I went to a very rich school. I played football growing up.
You played football?
I did.
What, like, wide receiver?
I played DB. Safety and cornerback.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time playing football, but I knew that I wasn't going to go anywhere with football.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately quit at 16, and I got my first job so I could start paying for a car.
16? Yo, hold up now, bro. Like, you wouldn't even give yourself puberty, like, to figure out, bro, yo, maybe I can.
2 years recently to grow this damn mustache. I haven't hit puberty.
2 years ago,
27 now. It took me a while to grow this mustache.
Yo, I'm like the opposite. So I used to grow like a beard and this, and then I got fat, and for some reason, like my testosterone or something happened to where now, like, just don't grow in, like, all the way. You feel me? Like, which is, like, I don't understand why.
I was dirty yesterday, and I was like, I'm about to be on this interview. I need to shave my cheeks because I look like a homeless man right now.
Oh wait, so, like, you shaved it off?
Yeah, it was bad. It was patchy. I get, like, patches here that just don't grow in, so it's just, like, not worth it.
God damn. Wait, so back to football, though. So you were safety. Now, like, we were one of those kids who started playing at, like, freaking peewee.
Yeah.
So you spend your whole peewee life, middle school, went to high school. Now, at that time, was you on varsity?
Yes.
So you was on varsity winning. So why did you, like, choose to just give it up? Like, at that point, I don't get it.
I thought I was really good at football, but I hated my program I was in. Mm. I didn't like the coaches. I didn't like the dedication of, like, going out on practice every single day knowing that, like, hey, I'm not going to go anywhere with football.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, I actually wanted to be an actor, and I knew, like, at age 16, I wanted to buy a car so I could start going to LA for auditions.
Okay.
So I got that car, and that's what I started doing.
Very practical, man. Wait, so now, like, since you are an ex football player, right? Like, do you think that CTE is a big issue? Because, like, when I look at, let's say, people like Antonio Brown, now he hasn't gotten to a point where it's, like, too out of control, but, like we know, like when he passes away, God forbid, it's gonna come up, right? You know, like, some level of CTE. So, like, if you have a kid and, you know, like, your son comes to you and say, "Daddy, I want to play football," would you allow him to? Do you think that CTE should be an issue, like, that's important enough to just shut down football?
Actually, my favorite team is Miami. So I'm a big Tua fan.
Oh yeah, he's out of here.
He got hurt recently, and I mean, I think everyone saw the video of him, like, barely being able to get up and stand and, like, wobbling. He shouldn't have played that game. Ooh. For sure.
Why not, though?
Because he got hurt the game before.
Yes, right. But like they here. So I think the doctor said it wasn't a concussion. So like if he just got hurt and like it wasn't a concussion, should every football player who get hurt mid-game not play in the next game?
Depends on the injury.
Or
I like, think yeah. anything that has to do with the head though, like you need to like take extra precaution on that.
Yo, and they fired the fuck out that doctor. Like they said, bro, you gotta get out of here, right? Nah, but like, do you think like he just misdiagnosed him, or did he diagnose Tua correctly, and then the following game some freak shit happened, and now he's gone because they won?
I think professional athletes, they get like obviously special treatment, and this is just my opinion.
Of course,
I think they get this special treatment that obviously it's not steroids or anything, but it gives them the juice to get back literally already in the next game, and I don't know what it is, but. I just know that Tua shouldn't have played. Something's wrong with Antonio Brown.
Yeah, super wrong.
But, I mean, he's living his rapper life now, right?
Yeah, but your son, though. If he says daddy, I feel so wrong saying daddy.
My son's playing football.
I feel so wrong saying daddy. Hey, yo, pause, bro. That's nah, bro. That's super pause. But if you wait,
chill, daddy.
Chill, daddy. Nah, bro. Nah, I feel like that's from the meme, man. Like some black dude was in like a blonde wig.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But my son will play football. I actually regretted not playing hockey growing up. I really wish I played hockey.
Hockey in California?
Hell yeah.
Is that a thing?
Not as much as in Canada or Toronto or something like that. So,
or North Dakota.
I think hockey is a really cool sport. My kid can do whatever they want.
Okay.
If they want to be in drama, they could be in drama.
How many kids do you have right now, though? Zero?
Zero. I just got married.
It's
been 1 month. I just got married.
Wait, what's the honeymoon then?
The honeymoon was in, it was like a little mini moon in New York.
New York?
Went to a Miami Dolphin game.
Okay.
I had my third string quarterback playing, so that was fun.
Sucks.
I went to the Museum of Sex, the Met, the Natural History Museum. I went to the Friends Experience. I tried all this pizza. I went on like two booze cruises. I did this all in like 5 days.
Yo, I don't know, if it's because I'm such a like fat fuck, but like that don't sound like more like
it wasn't relaxing at all.
Yeah, right. Like again, like New York would be the last place I'm going to for a honeymoon because it's chaotic.
Yeah,
and just like those events, like strikes me as a lot of walking was done.
We saw a show on Broadway. We probably walked almost 20 miles a day.
That's insane.
We're both like super into going to the gym all the time though, so we're like we're pretty used to it.
Oh, really?
But 20 minutes or 20 miles a day, it was a lot. Yeah. I was tired, and by the end of the day, she kept on wanting to go, and I was just like, I want to go back to the room and sleep.
Here, right? Here, so you actually just spoke on the gym. So, like, break it down for me. So you did the Uber thing, and then you started creating content with your wife. Now, when did you realize that hot chicks in... in short comedy skits is the way to go,
bro? Look at social media. If you're a girl, doesn't matter, you could start posting anything provocative and your page will blow up. And that's my opinion.
Absolutely, you're right. Trial horse.
Yeah, and you could sit there and lip sync something, and if you're an attractive girl, or this is bad to say, even if you have a very attractive body, it helps.
Here, so how'd you know though? Because like we all think our chicks are bad, right? Like we all think we got the baddest chick, but
I think I have.
Yeah, but how did you know though that like your chick was bad enough to where she could be, you know, a quote unquote TikTok star?
Actually, she hates it. So we were at the store one day, and I saw this mini cornhole set, and I was like, "Hey, let's buy it. It's like $5."
Yeah.
And we're sitting at our kitchen table and we start playing this mini cornhole and loser has to take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing like some fun couple game. And I was like, oh, I'm going to post a video on this on TikTok.
Yeah.
This was our couple's profile. It originally wasn't a couple's profile. It was literally just mine. And then after I posted this video blew up. And from there, I like slept on it. I was like, the next morning I woke up, probably had like 2 million views. And I was like, what? What just happened? What is this?
And so I was stoked. Your first video?
That was, I mean, I posted like a few just like randoms.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like on TikTok like full time or anything. No. So then I woke up and I was like, damn, 2 million views. It kept going up and kept going up. And finally I was like, I see this as a business opportunity. Mm-hmm. I've been a videographer for 9 years now.
Sheesh.
So I already knew how to make like good content. Mm-hmm. I tried to do a YouTube channel. That didn't work.
Wait. How did it fail?
It's more of like, I just did vlogs.
I got you.
Kind of like just like being with my friends, but every single weekend I had to do something crazy for the vlog. Mm-hmm. So there was times where for the vlog I had people wax my ass. I had people
females.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just asking, bro. Listen, man. Again,
it's for the content. So I had times where I had my buddies like tasering their like nipple or something, or we were at a party.
You were going super hard.
I was going hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
how did I fail though? Like, you was getting your ass waxed, nipples tased.
I was just getting sick of doing something every weekend. Like, hey, we got to go out, and these friends got to get drunk, and I got to get content for this.
It feels like torture.
It was to the point where I was like, I don't. This is not the way that I want to do this.
Like, how big though did you get doing that?
Nothing.
What, like 1,000 subs, 10,000, 20,000?
Not even. Probably 500.
Oh, nah, that's out of control. You was out here tasing nipples, getting ass waxed for 500 subscribers?
I knew how to make a good video, and I still think those videos are good. Mm-hmm. I forget what else I did on there. Definitely some crazy stuff. I did, like, my proposing video of me proposing to her.
Oh wow.
So, like, it's a bunch of stuff. Every single thing that was happening every weekend, I was filming.
Oh, wow.
So I was just like, all right, I can't do this anymore. After this video blew up, I took it as a business opportunity to start growing on TikTok. So I made her, or I asked her basically, hey, will you start doing videos with me, like comedy videos, like couple comedy videos? And as soon as I started researching into trends, we started doing all the trends, and it worked. Our profile just started shooting up. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I grew it to 50,000 followers, and the only time my fiance at the time, her and I would fight is when I would ask her to do a TikTok video.
Why?
That's not her thing, man. She's like the medical field. She wanted to be a nurse.
Okay.
She doesn't like being on camera. So we would get in fights all the time, and I would offer her like massages. Like,
massages.
Hey, I'll give you a massage if you do a TikTok video with me. She's like, this is not going to work. You're not going to make money on this.
Oh, wow. She did live in the dream.
I guarantee you we will make money on this, especially with you in it, because you are hot. You will get us views. I'm not trying to ask you to show your boobs or your ass or anything.
If it took that, though, would you?
Hell no.
Okay.
She was my best friend before we got together. I do not see her as that girl, and nor she would never want to do that.
Yeah. Right? Because, like, I do see, though, there's, like, a bunch of dudes, though, right? Like, you know, like, for example, like, some YouTubers will, like, have their girlfriend ass in, like, a short, little, like, skimpy, like, shorts as a thumbnail, like straight
hell
up, right?
Yeah.
Just to get views.
Have you clicked on a video like that?
Of course. Of course, we all do, right? But you definitely have, I guess, greater aspirations for your woman and wouldn't ever exploit her like that.
See, even if, like, if anyone got to know her as a friend, you'd be like, this girl is not like that.
Oh, well, okay.
So, I mean, I'm not going to push her to do something even as dumb as, like, a TikTok video. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't want to do it, she didn't have to do it. So, basically, last year, I was thinking, it was, like, towards the end of the year, and I was like, what can I do? What do I love? And how do I start my own page? Mm-hmm. So, I went to Hawaii in September with her cousin and all of her families last year, and her cousin was like, why don't you post music? You love music, and you show me good songs all the time. And I was like, growing up, I always showed my friends songs. So I'm going to start that. But I'm going to mix it in with, like, creative video effects. Mm-hmm. So J-West Films started January 1st of this year. I posted a few times. The posts did pretty well. February is when I just cracked down. February to this day, I have not missed a single day of posting.
So you post how many times a day?
Depends on how fast you want to grow. I posted 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay, that's decent. Nah, like that's not even like, because I've seen people who post 5, 10 times and they still not as like big as you, right?
I think being a videographer for a long time helped because I was able to put together effects like that.
That's a cheat code. Who already knows how to make videos just like come on this amateur.
Well, you know how to make good videos too, right?
But it's a little bit different though, right? Because here's why it's a cheat code. So these apps are amateur apps, right? Like TikTok is for amateurs, YouTube is for amateurs.
I started on Vine, so
yeah, Vine, right? It's for amateurs. Now, if you're coming in with high definition 4K videos, effects, like, come on, bro, like that's like LeBron James competing in the WNBA. It's sort of unfair.
I had the camera, so I was like, I'm gonna utilize this. But like, originally, I was shooting like just straight on with my camera. Now I shoot the whole vertical just to fit TikTok perfect.
Yeah,
but because before I was cropping everything out and it would lose the quality of the video.
Oh, okay.
So like, definitely some learning curves on like when I first started TikTok. Mm-hmm. You go to my first video to like now, tremendous difference.
Oh, word.
Tremendous difference. Okay. So I would say about April, January, February, March. Yeah, April is when it started getting like, oh, I was getting a few promos here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'll pay you $350 to post my song on your page.
Here, so like, At this point, though, I think your most viewed video got like 13 million views, right?
Or 13, yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, though, how many followers did you have on TikTok?
The 13 million views. That was more recent. That was within the last month and a half.
Oh no, not that. Like when you start getting like the promos.
Probably 500,000 followers.
Yo, at that point, like you sort of had to take promos, right? Like, because TikTok, I heard, don't pay nothing.
Nothing.
Like, what's your biggest TikTok check?
It's kind of embarrassing, actually.
What?
Since from the start of this year of starting JWest Films, I've made probably $3,500 on TikTok.
And you do like 500 to a million views for each video you drop.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Damn.
And I was like, all right, this is
And clearly. That's from ad revenue?
Money is basically from song promos and sponsors now.
So, like TikTok, like checked to you, and they paid you for what? Just your ad revenue or the sponsors that they?
It's per view. It's like
okay,
you get like $30 for like a million views.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Or maybe it's right. So like their algorithm is so robust though, right? Meaning like.
Changes,
yeah,
all the time,
right? Because like, right? So it's like, I'm just like a regular, like, just like a random, like TikTok video can get 1 million views in an hour and a half, right? Like,
I mean, I've seen it happen, and like, for me, I think the fastest a video blew up was like 1 million in like 45 minutes.
Exactly. So for YouTube, it's like you're not getting no 1 million views in 45 minutes, right?
No.
Not happening. So if their algorithm, I guess, is catering to the creators and get you out there more, they're obviously not like, I'm now saying, bro, like we can't pay no $3 per 1,000 views, right? Like if our algorithm is this robust.
That's what it is on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Well, like it's different niches, right? So like my RPM is slightly under like $7. You feel me, right? So like I get paid like $7 per 1,000, right? But then there's like the red pill niche where
how do they figure that out? How do you?
It's different niches, right? Like here. So like the finance guys,
okay,
bro, they get paid like $70-$80 like per 1,000 views, cause like
what?
Yeah, cause for finance, like the buying power for like their viewers is like greater, so like advertisers will pay more to be on the.
That makes sense.
Yeah, finance videos, right? But for like us in hip hop, nah, don't worry about it. You know, you get nothing, right? Like, no.
Yeah, because people aren't gonna pay for that as much as. Yeah, I know what you mean,
bro.
That sucks. I did not know that actually.
Yeah, bro. Like, cause like our audience is like the druggies and street niggas. You feel me? Like they not, you know, like they're not clicking on shit and buying no course, bro. You feel me? That's not happening.
I've never done an ad ever with my page at all.
No. Ever.
And I don't right now. I don't know what I would do it for. I am starting a YouTube channel soon, so maybe I'll do it for that. But
yo, I heard that like last week. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
I heard that y'all was supposed to drop your first video like.
I know.
Like yesterday.
It's like one of those things as a videographer that when I see something, I watch the whole video, I was like, this isn't it yet. This is not the final product. So I actually deleted everything we shot already.
Damn. Yo, he must be tight, right? Like, right. He must have been pissed off at you.
He doesn't know that, but yeah. I basically said, hey, we're reshooting everything.
Wait, okay, right. So then, like, what are the components then of a video that you know will go, like, will, like, actually, you know, be viral and do numbers?
Even if it's, like, my own video, I'll still, like, sit there and watch it, and I'll be like, okay, this is boring. This is really boring. Mm. No one's gonna like this.
And the concept of your YouTube channel, I think I heard a little bit about it, is more so, like, music reviews and shit like that?
Yeah, but it's gonna be, like, very quick, as if I have three friends or I invite like you on the show and I say, all right, Flocka, I need you to bring three of your favorite workout songs right now.
Okay. I was getting some money. I was fucking some hoes. Getting some money. I was fucking, yeah, you know.
So we're going to throw all of these songs. I kind of don't want to say the idea.
This won't drop until like, I think it's like in like 3 weeks. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you got time.
So the concept is we all bring three of our favorite songs right now. I'm going to throw it on a playlist, and we're going to play 15 to 20 seconds of each song.
Yeah.
And we're just going to roll through it. It's not going to be as if we're sitting on a podcast and you have to wait the whole 45 minutes to listen to a couple of songs.
Yeah.
I want it to be quick for people. I want it to be about 6 to 8 minutes an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Us vibing out to the songs, maybe saying a few comments on it, that's it. But then like throw in like memes and make it funny and throw in different edits. And a lot of people have reaction channels on YouTube, but I want this one to be different.
Okay. Listen, well, one, like that's a great idea, right? Because like, I don't know, like I've never loved music enough to go ahead and like look for like suggestions, right? But there's like a huge community for it, obviously, because you're like TikTok is... You feel me? Hey, do you feel like since like you started, I guess, popping off, there's been some dudes who have, you know, been copying you, a.k.a. the Justin Westfield Sons?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I copied people.
Really?
There's
who'd
there's,
you copy?
If you just look up, how I do like some of my research is I just go on TikTok and I put on the search bar, songs that, and then... It's as if you're typing into Google and you type in a question. A bunch of other questions are going to pop up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, queries.
So I do the same thing on TikTok. Songs that, and then all the big posts pop up first, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized like there's obviously other TikTok music curators that mm-hmm. do this. And the pages are just like very informational. So like if you go to this page... And there's like, I don't know, a Michael Jackson song.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a guy that will be like, here's the original Michael Jackson song. Here is a sample that someone did
mm-hmm.
with like the same beat. Like it's very informational. It's not like you're showcasing a song. This is like, oh, this is where the sound came from. Here's the newest sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that works for a lot of people. Why does that work for a lot of people? I don't understand because to me it's like it's interesting, but it's not like, oh, that was super cool. I want to watch more of these.
Yeah.
For me, I want to see a visual. I want to see something like come to life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I started seeing another guy do this. And I think his name is Ari.
Yo, Ari, listen, Ari must be super pissed at you, right? Because, like, you probably got, like, 20 times his, like, his follower count.
No, he has 1.9 million.
Really? Yeah, right. Because, like, I feel like it's harder to hate on somebody if, like, you're still doing better than them. But, like, for people who probably started doing, like, the music thing before you,
And he, I have, and he doesn't know this, but I've actually studied his profile. I've studied other people's profiles.
Wow.
He started, I mean, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I started this year.
Oh, man. It's over for him then, right? Like,
no, he's still doing his thing. We're completely different genres. Yeah. He's like indie type music. I'm definitely more in the rap game. Rap and like EDM. So I don't think he posts any songs like that on his page. We're completely different genres. Yeah. So he does his, people that like his music look at his profile. People that like the type of music that we listen to are on my profile.
And you're like a rap wolf here, right? So like, first off, it's kind of happy to see that the TikTok community is a little bit less toxic than us, right?
Yeah.
Because on YouTube, man, listen, if a YouTuber even thinks you out here trying to copy or even imitating or even getting influenced by him,
yeah,
he is calling you out, right? Because YouTube is cutthroat, but you know, like,
I have no hate or anything for the guys that are like higher than me.
Yeah.
I just see it as like, I'd say by the end of
this year, you're out of here.
By the end of this year, possibly like mid next year, I just want to be on top and be the, I almost want to say like lyrical lemonade of TikTok.
Oh, that's dope.
And like showcase music like that. Eventually, I want to do like in-person like music videos on there. I want to do a lot more in-person collaborations with people coming out with new music and have like an artist on the actual TikTok.
Yeah.
And I do some cool effects, or we do like a little music video and we showcase their song.
Bro, listen, like that would be dope as hell, man. So here, so like you started listening to rap. Now, I know it's crazy too, though, right? It's like you growing up in SoCal, you know, I'm one of the trendy kids now, right? Like, are you growing up in like SoCal? Like, you actually got like introduced to hip hop probably before me, right? Because like I came from Africa. It took my family, you know, some time to adjust and adapt, and then probably like my, you know, like I probably like started hearing hip hop in my household when I was like 6, 5-ish, right? But like, when did you like get into hip hop deeply? I'm talking about
my
like,
dad would bump the Get Rich or Die Get Rich. What is it? Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah.
The soundtrack as I was growing up when I was young.
Your pop was a 50 Cent fan?
50 Cent, Eminem.
Oh, pop was gangster.
Yeah. He grew up in Santa Ana. He grew up in the hood.
How many bodies pop got, man? Pop a shooter for sure.
Yeah. My dad is covered in tattoos, too.
Really?
Covered.
God damn.
I think that's where I started wanting to get tattoos is because I saw him and he was.
Is he Mexican?
No. White guy.
Wait.
German.
And you're fully white?
Half Mexican.
So your mom is Mexican guy. That's how he bagged the mom though, right? You feel me? Right, because he was a hard-ass white guy.
He got in a lot of fights when he was younger. I remember this one time. He was sitting in his class, and he didn't like his teacher, and he hit a dart from a dartboard in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the school bell rang. Everyone's coming in. They're getting ready to sit down, and he takes out this dart, and the teacher's like writing something down on a clipboard or something.
Yeah.
He takes the dart and he throws it at the teacher, and it sticks into his chest.
Wow. He tried to kill the teacher.
He just, that's all he heard. This is what my dad told me. And my dad sits down. The teacher doesn't see it. It just sticks into it. And then he pulls it out, and you see like a little blood stain like running
Ooh.
Down. And the teacher.
How old was he again?
He was, I think, 10 or 11.
Oh, he knew better than lock that little nigga up.
Yeah. So he sat down quick and everyone was taking their seats. And the teacher was like, I'll give someone $20 to tell me whoever threw that dart. And everyone and points to my dad.
Wow, they ratted your pops out, man. Bro, pops had no friends then.
He had a lot of friends. He was on the football team. He was the only white guy on the football team.
Well, like, but like, at 10 years old, though, man, like, day life, I mean, I'll be real with y'all, man, like, $20 at 10 years old, I'll probably, you know, right?
That's a lot of money back then.
Yeah, bro, $20, like, you probably can't go to the store, still get, you know.
Well, hamburgers and cheeseburgers were a quarter.
Oh, back, that's true.
That's true, yeah.
Now.
So, he just always showed me Eazy-E, Boys in the Hood.
Oh, wow.
Which I love that movie, by the way.
Boys in the Hood movie? I feel like it was definitely inaccurate as hell, right? Because like I talked to one of Eazy-E's like real good friends, right? Cam Coldheart, right?
Okay.
And no, Cam Colcom, I think, right? No, Colcom. So Cam, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Cam, right? And like he told me that the incident of like Eazy-E going to go see Suge and then like beating him up and like, you know, you feel me? Like that right there was inaccurate, you know?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Nah, but you were a big Boyz II Hood fan?
Boyz II Hood, Eazy-E, LL Cool J, even like Boyz II Men, Run DMC. That is everything that I grew up listening to.
How old are you?
I'm 27, but...
How old are you? Wait.
My dad didn't care.
Yeah,
but
gotcha.
Like he was a... my dad is a great dad. For sports, we were on the field every single day practicing.
Yeah.
And he was there for every single one of our games, and he didn't miss anything. But he just liked that stuff growing up, and he didn't care to show us. So in the car,
yeah,
we're bumping Patiently Waiting by Eminem and 50 Cent on the Get Rich or Die Hard.
I never heard it.
You never heard that song?
Nah. Yo, listen, I'll be real with you, right? So like my kind of like introduction to hip-hop started from like my like sisters and cousins and brothers playing like Jay-Z, right?
Okay.
And shit like that. And that was in probably like 06, 07. And then like I kind of got, well, I found hip hop on my own and like became a real student of hip hop in 09 once I discovered Drake, you feel me? And that was like my introduction to hip hop. So your introduction was definitely like 50, Eazy-E. My introduction was Drake. Those are.
But do you still like 50 and Eazy-E and all them, right? Or no?
Like what?
Do you listen to them?
Hell no. bro, listen, man. Like driving around bumping 50 Cent in 2022, come on, bro.
I think it's still the vibe. Hustler Ambitions, that is a great gym song. I'm going to send you some songs after this and you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to change my perspective on this.
But like that's it though. I feel like so I've been like real heavy and in like the gym as of probably like the last like 30 days, right? No, like last 2 months because the Bradley Martin vlog.
Jacked,
was,
you told me. You showed me a picture.
Me, right, bro? I'm telling you, man. I just be big, right?
Show that picture on this.
Yeah, man, bro, like yo, I've been like big, right? So the Bradley Martin vlog probably like 2 months ago is when I started getting back into it. Started lifting weights every day.
Yeah,
right. But yeah, bro, I don't think I've gotten to a point where I enjoy the gym enough to where I need a gym playlist yet. You feel me?
How often do you go?
So I wake up every day and walk like 50 feet and go to our like home gym and shit. You feel me?
Okay.
Right, so it's like every morning, you feel me?
Do you feel that you need a playlist for anything?
So I do have a playlist now this got me in trouble, right? So it's a playlist that just plays while I'm home. And so like when, you know, I jerk off.
You got a jerk off playlist out of all things.
Right? And like folks actually like, so I think I showed my like co-host like the actual playlist. And they kinda,
what is it titled?
It's just untitled. Here.
Flacco's jerk-off playlist.
Right here. Look, man. I can't show it to you right now. And then, like, you told me if this playlist is odd because, like, people were kind of shocked with how many Drake songs is on the playlist.
Oh, is it all Drake?
Mostly Drake. It's like 70% Drake. You feel me?
You need to expand, man. Not even like going back to 50 or anything, but there's so many underground artists out there, which is what I love to do on my page is promote the underground artists.
Yo, but I peeped at the Rumble. Is it like tough to hear? So like, is it tough though, like breaking, like, so is it tough like breaking underground artists though? Like, cause like they would just like turn on you?
You got cut it by OT Genesis.
Man, you right? Come on now, coming out strong.
Bro, this is an hour long.
Yeah, man. Yeah, of
course. That's all you need?
Yeah. Wait, pause.
You listen to this playlist day in, day out, or what?
Yeah, man. You feel me? It's like on repeat, but bro.
You got all of these Drake songs,
yeah,
and
on,
then
man.
You have, this is how we do.
I'm telling you, man. Listen, man. That right there is curated perfectly, man. Come on, look at that. Right?
I have a playlist right now that it's my favorite one. I don't share it with anyone. But it's like my go-to, like everyday playlist. I can listen to it at the gym. I can listen at any time. And the title is actually "Fuck a Beat, I Go Acapella."
Fuck a beat, I go acapella. Here, right. But like back to like the artists, right? So like when you you actually like just do shit for free, right? Like you actually like make TikToks to songs you enjoy. Now, like, is there ever a point where like you want to like contact the artist beforehand? Like, listen up, bro, I'm finna get you lit. But you know, when you get lit, nigga, you know, cut me that check when you get signed.
Never that. I think it's still too soon for me to think like, hey, when this person pops off, I should deserve something out of this. I feel like I'm not there yet. Maybe I should be thinking that, though, because people are telling me like, hey, you should be doing that.
I heard that like you got somebody signed, right? Because
I got a few people signed. They got like 10 record label offers from one post on a TikTok.
And you ain't get a dime from that?
I haven't got anything from it. But honestly, I just, it was a song that I liked and I posted it and I didn't think it was going to do that well. And I didn't think things would happen. But I've definitely changed some people's lives doing this.
Yo, I know for a fact, like you have like mad labels contacting you trying to get you.
Oh, yeah.
To like react to their trash ass artist music. Man, wait, Harry, so like, how do you even like turn down the bag? Like, so like, here's the thing, right? Because like, when you're making like shit like that, you low key gotta be, I guess, like real pure with the art. Because like, if people are coming to you to discover dope music, you gotta be real pure. But like, be real, man. How tough is it to like keep it pure when these record labels is coming with the bag?
If I know you, and I've been working with you since like April, and I've built a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I actually, if you send me a song, for the most part, I will post it.
Okay.
But I will tell that person, like, hey, this isn't going to do well. I'm just giving you my opinion. I don't think it's going to do well.
Yeah.
If you want, this is still my rate. I will post it. But that's like every once in a while. Most of the time, if I don't like the song, I will just say, I'm so sorry. I'm not interested.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, so...
And there's probably 90% of the time that I do that.
But that's like what? Like 1,500, 2,000 a post, right?
Yeah.
So damn, bro. Like, you turn down 90% of your income. Bro, like, your
girl must be... I still do pretty well for myself.
But your girl must be, like, beating the walls. Like, bro, like...
She doesn't know. She doesn't know what I turned down.
Got you.
In the last... 2 or 3 days, I've probably turned down 15 songs.
God damn. Listen, do the math, bro, because, like, I am high-key slow. So it's like, what's that? At 1,500 times with 15, that's like what? 15,000, 25,000-ish, you feel me?
I got you.
God damn. Wait, though. So, like, is your girl kind of, like, regretful now that, like...
22,000.
That's insane. Here, so, like, your girl, so, like, she, you know, like, she quit doing TikTok. Is she kind of like regretful and kind of like salty now that you got like 1 million plus and that could have been y'all group channel?
We actually had this talk the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, our profile could have been the profile. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, but it's not my thing. And I was like, you see how well I'm doing now? She's like, honestly, it really makes me want to go out and do something for myself now because you're doing so well for yourself. And it's like almost like motivating me not to do something in TikTok or mm-hmm. media or entertainment, but I'm like, you're going to have all this free time now. You can do whatever you want. We actually have an Amazon business coming out, her and I, too.
Oh, really? Here, so, like, now, I've heard a bunch of, like, the Amazon affiliate thing it's called, right?
Yeah, we're not doing affiliate marketing.
Or FBA, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're doing, actually, we actually have our own product coming out.
Got you. Now, did you start the Amazon, I think it's called... It's called FBA, right, or no? I'm not sure.
I don't know, e-commerce?
Yeah. Now, was you guys scrolling one late night, seen an ad of this freaking shark selling you guys, listen, man, I could make you guys a millionaire off of FBA, e-commerce, Amazon. Is that how y'all got into it, by just clicking on his ad?
I have a friend that does it.
Okay.
And he makes seven figures.
God damn.
Doing it.
I got to stop this media shit then.
He has over 40 products. And instead of doing products now, after having the 40 products, I mean, he's set. He's basically set for life. But he also coaches people on it now. And he charges $10K.
God damn.
For a 12-week program.
God damn. Listen, if you could make that $10K back like afterwards, of course.
He probably has 50 people he coaches.
God damn. $10K times 50? That's why he makes a big, right? Because like, like 500,000, right?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I got to get into that hustle, man.
Well, we could definitely 100% talk about it if you're interested. My first product drops in like 2 weeks. It's going to be like perfect for the holiday season. So,
got you.
After that, it's all influencer marketing, and I'm sure you have insane connections with influencers. If you ever came out with a product, ask someone you've done a favor for or ask them if they'll do a favor for you to post your product on their page, and it'll sell like that.
Now, I guess the issue is like finding a product, right? Cause here, like we have like a bunch of like dildos and shit lying around, right? So like can I sell what? Like dildos, computers, armchairs, like.
So what? I'm selling like some collapsible, like camping table, basically. Basically when my friend, like if you were to buy his 10K program, he would coach you on how to pick a winning product. You don't want to sell anything like a phone case because there's
low margin.
Yeah. And there's like OtterBox out there. You're not going to compete with them.
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything that's like popular already. So we thought of this like camping table. We actually saw it on TikTok. We just made our own version of it.
Smart man. Smart man, bro.
We saw it on TikTok and basically our own version is a better version of it. And we like added to it.
Yo, listen, man. When their shit drop, y'all definitely go check that shit out, man.
It's gonna be the business name is my old TikTok name. It's called Poots and Roots.
Poots and Roots.
That was like her and I's names we called each other.
Don't like poop means fart?
I think that's poop.
No, Putin.
Toot.
Oh, toot. Yeah, it's toot.
Poots and Roots. You got SoCal and Poot.
Poot and Roots. Wait, hold up now. So like what does Poot and Roots stand for?
Nothing. It was just like nicknames we came up for each other. And now it's our business name.
Poot Bear is
Poots and Roots. That's it.
So who's Roots and who's Poots?
I'm Poots. She's Roots.
So like you just call her Poots. Hey Poots.
No, I call her Roots and she calls me Poots. And then
wait, how did that work? So like so it's 2 p.m. right now. She calls you and say, "Oh, hey Poots, can you pick up
Yep, normal conversation for
really?
Us.
Really? Now, like, I call like,
my chick. I'm sure in a relationship or a girl that you've dated before or a man, I'm not sure.
Yeah, man, oh, hey, man. Hey, but listen, man, he's pretty hot, right? Put me on. Nah, hell nah. I'm not gay, man.
Okay. But I'm sure you've had a nickname you've called each other before.
I call probably every chick I'm dealing with like mamas.
There you go.
But
I would never
call
my girl mamas.
No. Why
I used
not?
To call my ex-girlfriend, like, Bubba. And
Bubba? Why Bubba? Like Forrest Gump?
Not like Bubba Gump, but like Bubba or Bubba's. Or it was just like some cute, weird name, and I hate it now. Hate it. So I'm sticking to Poots and Roots. That's my thing. No one else calls their significant other Poots or Roots.
Bruh, definitely, man. Here, so like, okay, so like you being a music curator, right, and being tapped in, man, who's the five hottest LA artists right now that's not all the way mainstream?
Can I look at my phone?
Yeah, man. Right. You know,
can I'm just gonna tell you my top
five.
You want to say your
first? Yeah. Hey. Here, so look, so Wale,
you're probably not even gonna know mine.
Okay, well mine is like Wale the Sensei. He's one. I think that Rambo is number two, right? And he's the dude from, I think he used to be a Sting team member, I'm not sure.
Rambo?
No. Yes, yeah, right? And he's tough. I like Big Sad 1900. I like Kalen for real. And then number five, I'll be real, man. I had to, so this person don't make music, like he don't make music no more, but I went back and just listened to like his catalog and I said, bro, like you gotta start making music again, bro. And that's Rockstar 1800. You feel me? He's dope as hell.
Okay. Okay. They're definitely more up and coming or low key, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were about to say like high names like Drake or something.
Nah, top five LA, right? Okay. Yeah. A mainstream too, right? Right. We can throw.
Even if I throw.
Kendrick, Roddy, you know.
I'm gonna have to say one of the top artists, and it's because of TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's not because of me; it's because of him himself.
Yeah.
Is Connor Price.
Who's that?
Connor Price. Man, that guy's talented.
Is he a gay member?
No, he just does his own thing with music. He's just got a good sound, but he knows how to create content to where people are going to watch it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he blew up his account within the past month, like almost 2 million followers.
And he sings or what?
He already had like 1 point something million followers, and he went up 2 million in like a month.
And he sings, he raps?
Like, he raps and sings, but
he's white.
Yeah. Look up Connor Price, or I'll show you him after.
Yeah.
He's got insane music. So what he's doing right now, he's starting a series, and I'm actually shooting with him in a few weeks.
Okay.
He's starting a series where he'll be on TikTok for a video, and he'll spin a globe, and wherever his finger lands, he'll go to that country or wherever it lands on, and he'll find an artist from that place, and he'll do a collab song with them.
Really?
Yeah.
So he would just spin a globe.
He'll spin a globe, point his finger on the globe wherever it lands. That's where he's going to find that artist from. So like India or something.
I feel like that should be like a YouTube video though, right? Like, because if he just posts on TikTok, like that can't be.
Bro, his highest viewed video of doing that is like 50 million views.
Yeah. Is it like a long form video or is it like a short? You know, like a
less than a minute. Before?
He does all that work for less than a minute video? Oh, he's insane.
And now those streams on Spotify have taken over like 6 million.
God damn.
So, I mean, like Jerry said, if you want to blow up as a musician right now,
yeah,
you got to be on TikTok.
Absolutely.
100%. If you want to blow up, I think, on any business, I think you need to be on TikTok.
Yeah. Yo, so like, are you, I guess, kind of concerned that commie China now has all your information, data, everything?
I don't care.
Yo,
I'm making money.
Yo, I know it's crazy too, though, right? Like, I see like mad like articles and tweets about that, and I'm like, bro, listen, man, like, if I can get 2 million followers right now, 1 million followers on freaking TikTok, bro, have all my information. You feel me, man? Like, have it all.
That's true. I mean, as long as you're not doing like, or you have like secrets or anything that could be exposed or anything, but like, honestly, I don't care.
Yo, how paranoid are you that like TikTok is like the main platform right now? Because like, there's always like talks from every president about like shutting it, you know, like shutting it down.
That has crossed my mind before about TikTok shutting down. I know there was like, time where Trump was going to shut it down, and I wasn't like super big on it yet. And I was like, all right.
Made him sell it.
And now I'm all about it.
Yeah.
It's like my job. So, yeah, it runs by my mind every once in a while. And I'm like, damn, what if this just like shut down today? But that could be any platform. What if something just shut down today? Like, what would you do?
With me? If YouTube shuts down, I'll probably just go back to like my stream farming.
Okay, what if like us as content creators, if we didn't have the ability to do that anymore?
We'll be fucked. Well, here, so there's two types of content creators, right? So like, for example, like 1,000 years ago, right? You know, there were these like conquerors, like Genghis Khan, Mansa Musa, et cetera, right? Where they conquered things. Now, people like that, you know, like who got that appetite for power, who was that focused, who God didn't stop making people like that. They still exist today, but they're just now like fucking like warlord billionaires right? So I'm sure like God's like Mr. Beast, who like fuck YouTube. If you put like Mr. Beast in any type in like any fucking field,
yeah,
he will figure some shit out, right? Because he's, you know, like he's a Genghis Khan, right? He's Mansa Musa, you feel me? Like he's like Attila the Hun. You feel me? Yeah, like, he's dumb people, right? So, you know, for us, I don't know.
I feel like that's the mindset I needed to have, like, even starting this channel. And everything I do moving forward is, like, no matter what I pursue, I got to be all in. And this is what I want. I think the reason that I am where I am, though, is because I had a shitty job a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm never doing this again. Never doing this again. And I'm not even talking about Uber Eats or DoorDash or anything like that. I just had a terrible job. I hated my life, basically. And then I was like, I'm never doing this again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work my ass off. And this is where it's going to get me.
Now, do you consider yourself a high value man?
No.
Dang. Wait.
Bro, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at yet.
Inside of Red Pill?
I'm still working on my stuff every single day. I'm like just barely getting started.
Yeah.
So there's so many thoughts in the future of actually what I want to do with this whole music thing.
Yo, what's the most toxic trend on TikTok right now? Because I'm going to tell you this. The most toxic for me that I think is like the, oh, let me teach you how to be a sugar baby. Like, that trend is disgusting. What's like,
bro, that just, you know, the stuff that pops up on your page is what you watch the most.
Nah.
So, man, if you're seeing that, then you watch the sugar baby stuff.
Yeah. I seen here, bro. So, like, here's how I think it popped up in, you know, like my quote unquote, algorithm, right? I seen one video and then reacted to it on my YouTube. And then since then, I just go back.
I'm gonna have to watch that video.
Right? I just keep going back and trying to find like insane, idiotic, like, you know, like females talk about being sugar babies, right? So what's your most toxic trend right now on TikTok?
I can tell you the most popular trends is that one with the freaking hand when people are going like this.
I think I've seen that
on like someone in the background like screaming or something.
Yeah.
So like I used to do all the trends, but now that I have a niche, like I don't need to do the trends anymore.
Damn. Is she still not gonna like come back and do y'all group channel again? Because she knows that like you build up the group channel, you like parlay that to a YouTube channel, you know, like you know.
That channel is just sitting there, and I have thought about it many times of like running with it. I just don't know what I'm doing yet.
Or, again, would she ever be down for you to find a fake girlfriend, you feel me?
Never.
And pretend to be this happy couple online like every fucking YouTuber does? Like, it's almost disgusting.
They do that, but no. I'm almost thinking about starting it with, like, a close friend or...
Like him?
Yep. I mean, anyone. Anyone that's like...
Like pranks and shit?
Even though I love the show, like Impractical Jokers, mm-hmm. where they do pranks and stuff like that, I can't be that guy either. I don't know. As soon as something hits me, like right now I'm focused on all music stuff.
Yeah.
That channel sitting there has like 50K followers.
Yeah.
Which
is decent.
It's actually nothing on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Bro, there's people, AKA hot girls, like who like does this little like shit where... Yo, who's that one chick that got mad famous for this shit? Like, she would like do like a little dance and then turn to the side and then like kind of like twerk a little bit and do this bullshit.
I mean, many girls.
Bruh, dumb chicks is running it up, bruh.
It's so easy to be a girl on social media. If you're super into like, I guess, being into yourself and being on camera.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do and you will freaking blow up.
Dumb chicks is into it, man. Yo, listen, man. Like, I've been talking your ears off for an hour now, right? Like, right?
Has it been an hour?
Yeah, man. Oh, yo, see, listen, man. It's my clairvoyance, bro. Listen, I'm great with time, man. But yeah, man, listen, before we head up, before we like leave, man, do you have any like last things I tell people, man, like where they can find you, what's next, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah. Honestly, I have a YouTube channel coming out. Which that is going to be called Who's on Aux, and it'll be my new concept of what I said earlier in the video.
Mm-hmm.
My TikTok is Jay West Films, super easy, JAYWEST Films, all one word, no underscores or anything. And for all artists out there, underground artists, keep making music, man. I'm not the top guy to talk to about music. I just like listening to music. And if you have a dope song, send it my way. Send it through DMs on IG, or I also have an email at the link in my bio. So send me any song requests and I will listen to them, and I'll give you honest feedback if I like it or not. But it's just, again, it's just my opinion. So
yeah, definitely, man. Yo, listen, folks. Yo, man. Wait, hold up. Why is it Jay and not Justin on TikTok? Just because?
I grew up, everyone called me Jay.
Hey, bro, listen, man. Like, I'm just way too nosy for no reason, man.
No, that's fine. My name's Justin, but everyone, like, growing up, close friends with me, called me Jay. So
Jay, man. Listen, I'm going to call you Puto. Is that okay? Right? Poot and Root.
Bro, it's Poots.
Poots.
You know what puto is? It's bitch in Spanish.
Oh, really? Oh, that's why your girl. Oh, smart. You see?
All right. Puto. I'll take that.
Wait, punto. Wait. The punto means like point, right?
I thought you said puto. Did you say punto or puto?
I don't even know, because like, oh.
You're like, I'm going to call you bitch.
Oh, that was probably the joke. And in like the third grade, like where like the kids will say point, like, right? But point sounds like the word bitch. So then they just, now I understand why. You see, man, listen, man, like we learn something new every day, right? Man.
You learned SoCal today, man.
Yeah, man, feel me? But folks, man, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Jay Westfield came in the building, man. I'm out of here, folks. Peace.